for? IOX bubble.
W2 JKT.
So, you on your way home already?
Normal time for me. I work until about 2:30, then I get out of the office so I can beat the northbound traffic back to Shelby.
Well, that, I don't know if you can beat the traffic on 85, but I didn't do too bad today on it, coming back from Williamston.
I just got up. I'm just now getting into the construction zone at 78 or whatever it is, and so far Google's telling me it's smooth sailing.
What's the percentage of charge in your car there?
One second. I think it's around 70%, but I can get on the app here and see.
Should it work?
Chargers at work, so I think I got it up to 92 before I left for lunch, and then right now it's sitting at 65.7.
I'll be good to get home, right?
5 miles to go, and 147 miles showing on the range, so I'm more than good.
I'll see you in the morning, because I have to work again tomorrow. Yay!
Tomorrow and Thursday, back in on Friday. Friday's my last day for this year, so I'm definitely looking forward to this week being over.
That's a nice little vacation there.
Until January 2nd at least, and then I might actually take a little bit of extra time. Hang on, traffic. Caught in the neck down the two lanes here, and they couldn't get over, so they stopped. So the whole field had to slow down and let them in.
We'll do that. Contributes to accidents. People just don't, you know, if you pay attention, you know, think ahead. Look a little bit further down the road than rather than texting and talking on the phone and everything.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold against them. They're a couple out-of-town police. They probably just aren't familiar with the area. And, you know how people are. If somebody wants to merge and they don't want to let them in. So I can't say it's all their fault.
I stayed in the right lane this morning, going 85 southbound, and stayed in the right lane the entire time. And I let countless cars in. You know how big a truck I'm driving. So, I let everybody in. They know where to go anywhere.
Couple in, so you know whatever. We're all even. So, yeah, it's a thing to be try to be courteous and let people in if they need to get in. But you've seen the people do it. I'm sure you've seen all the trucker videos on YouTube where, cars do stupid things around trucks.
I'll tell you, I drive my car, I'm not hanging around. I'm not being anywhere close to a truck. I'm not going to ride beside them. If I got to pass them, I'm going to pass them. You know, not speeding, not crazy-like, but I'm not going to lollygag beside them, that's for sure. There's too many things that go wrong on a truck. Anything you're doing with a truck, it's heavy, and it's going to cause a lot of damage. KD4 IOX.
Yeah, 100% agree. I try to give trucks space when I can. There's stuff sometimes you can't, but I try to give space when I can.
Videos I'll watch, and the trucker contributes to it. It's like they're trying to get a video so they can post it online, you know? Because, a defensive driver is not going to do half the things somebody's trucks are doing.
A lot of those I see where, the trucker makes absolutely no effort whatsoever to avoid anything. They'll just happily plow into the back of a car that brake checks them or pulls in front of them. But, some of them are, legit cars being stupid. So, just a matter of judgment, I guess.
I sped past you this morning. I think it was you. Yeah, people just being stupid.
Good morning. Late for work at the plant or something, because he was, 100 plus and weaving and being really crazy.
You're lying if I said I never did that, but I try not to. And maybe he was trying. It's just one of the things he did. But if they do it on a regular basis, I've got no sympathy for you.
There you go.
I'm on 290 here. I guess coming up on Locust Hill. So I've got a good ways. I popped another 30 miles.
Get here to the north side where it's starting to get hard for me to hear the repeater. I've got a lot of static and stuff. So I'll just go ahead and sign with you, Leon. Hope you have a safe ride, and 73s, maybe I'll catch you Friday morning on my way in. W2, JKT, I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Eric, you have a great day, and hope you had a great day at work. And, hey, if I don't talk to you before, enjoy that during vacation. Yeah, nice. And have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. KD4, IOX, 73.
JW2, JKT out.
For RMM, mobile for about 20 minutes.
04 RMM, KD4 IOX here. Name's Leon. Afternoon.
Good to hear you. Beautiful day we have here. Headed out to Aldi to pick up our grocery order.
This is you. Thank you. This is KQ4 ARH calling W4NYK. Why is all noise?
Is somebody having a radio problem there or what?
Oscar 4 Romeo, Mike Kirk, East Greenville. How am I sounding now?
You're sounding fine. I'm seeing you loud and clear. And this is Kilo Delta 4, India Oscar X-ray. Name's Leon. I'm mobile, head back up towards Hendersonville.
John, India Oscar X-ray, heading up to Hendersonville, you said?
So that is my QTH in Hendersonville, and I come down hopefully twice a week to Greer, or I work, and then head back up the mountain. I'll be back again tomorrow, actually.
Sounds good, Leon. Do you call into our 9 p.m. 2-meter nets?
The Blue Moon. I'm in the mountains there, and it's kind of hard to hit with an HT. I have to be on my base, and occasionally I will check, and sometimes I do a pre-check. Pre-check-in.
I almost do pre-check-in exclusively. I just was trying to make it a habit of just doing it every day, just to, you know, at least do something to get my call sign and name up there. But every now and then I'll check in live at 9 o'clock.
Listen into the swap net. See what people stop there moving around.
Yeah, understood. On the mobile now, it's an ICOM 2730A, and I'm running a Nagoya dual band mobile antenna.
Good for you. Sounds good, clear. A little bit of noise from me being mobile, but you're totally readable. Full quieting in the repeater. Maybe just background noise, maybe. But I'm running a, I guess this is a VGC, as well as the off brands. It's a faceless radio. It has no faceplate on it. You have one button on the front of the radio that turns it on and off. You have a speaker microphone with the speaker in the microphone, and it's got four buttons on it for your volume and up and down. So you can turn the volume up and down, and one button for a memory. You can punch that button and this will go up and down your memory channels, but it's all Bluetooth operated to your cell phone through an app. So if I want to program or change channels, I can do it from the phone app. A transmitter. But anyway, it's a fancy little radio. I like it.
You know, I haven't heard of a radio that interfaces with your smartphone. That's something I need to look at.
I'm going to say the old CB radios that had everything built into the microphone and you had a box that you could mount somewhere else. The same exact thing, except it's Bluetooth to your phone, so your whole faceplate is the phone, and it also does the APRS.
Thus it's digital.
I'm not sure. That's a good question. Anyway, KD4 IOX, another idea went off there. This radio is hooked up to a dual band, I like the Diamond brand, the 770 series Diamond brand dual band mobile mount. And it's lip mount, mounted onto the lip of my hood in the front.
Great brand. I'll have to look at one of their antennas. I've had mine for about 3 years right now. I don't know if they wear out or... But I'd like to check out Diamond just to see if there's any, if it moves the needle quality.
I did thieve today, and I stole the wife's car. So I'm driving her car, and this is the radio that I put in her car. I have two of these radios. The other one I had in my truck, just for economy, I drove her car today. And my truck, I had a Yaesu FD857D, which is a VHF, UHF, and HF, 6 meters, all that good stuff. And I mounted that in my truck, and I'm trying to get it to where I can put my, I have an ATAS 128 antenna to put on it.
All right, sounds like a good setup.
Easy stuff. ICOM would be my second choice.
Do analog HT, it's the FT4X.
I dabbled in the, DMR stuff. I've got two DMR radios, TYT MDUV380s, that I really don't use, but I have them.
The digitals will be in my future. I'm not, it being analog, I'm not able to do any of the FT8 or DMR modes.
And FT8 doesn't interest me at all. I like to get into a little bit of the APRS. I haven't, this radio has it, but I haven't used it yet. I've got I've logged in and got my user ID and everything, but I haven't used it.
All right, man. Have you ever looked at any GMRS radios?
Oh, not really. And I understand they have GMRS repeaters and everything now, but I mean, I got the ham license, but I'm not sure why I'd want to look at GMRS. GMRS?
No, I was contemplating getting a GMRS mobile unit just to expand my options. I'm licensed, obviously, ham, and I'm about to get my general this month as well. And I want to get an HF base station and get my HF antenna up.
Fun. I know Ken, the guy that's normally here in the mornings, he does a lot on HF, and I like to get in there, but we had a windstorm a while back, and one of the limbs took out my long line. I've got a long line stretched out and broke it in two. I just haven't got around to put that right back up. And plus, since I took that FD857D and put it in my truck, I don't have an HF radio at the house. I go mobile with the HF. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I guess it stands to reason that you'd want it wherever you spend most of your time.
It's thing of life. I was just going to tell you that. That's why I wanted to go mobile with it. I spend more time talking on the radio in my vehicles than at my house. I'm always doing something else, so I never get on the radio.
Like a good rationale.
I might have to get the FBI involved in this conversation because I've just crossed state lines.
Keep my speed of 25 and below. I'm going past the high school right now.
You better pay attention to you. I just passed a state trooper. He had a truck pulled over. I'm going up grade here at 25. It's a black Charger, unmarked car. Slick.
I'm in unmarked full-size pickup trucks.
Runs around Greenville. Speed limit. Watch my P's and Q's. They won't bother me.
Pretty much it. I'd say keep it within seven, maybe 10 of the speed limit on the highway and 5 around town, and it's probably not worth their time to mess with you.
I'm fixing to go to my bad spot up around the mountain, so I'm going to sign with you, Kurt. Good conversation. Great talking to you. Hope you have a great day. AM 4. RMM, I think it was. 84 Highway.
Freaking 23 Clear Leon. Enjoyed the QSO. It's a Kilo Oscar 4. Romeo Mike, and Kurt. QTH East Greenville.
4 RMM, 84 Highway.
4 Romeo Mike, mobile and monitoring.
JW Mobile.
N0 2. or stationary. How you doing, Dave?
That's Tom. Headed up to O'Neill.
I hate to ask you this, but how'd your test come out?
You know, I think pretty good, pretty positive. It is positive for cancer, right? But it hadn't grown into the wall yet. It was superficial on the wall, which means they can treat it. So I just go in for 6 treatments once a week in January, and then 3 treatments a quarter for a year, and then they just monitor me from there.
Glad to hear that. Well, I heard of a new one, new treatment for prostate cancer. It's called a high-frequency ultrasound, and it's a lot, well, it's ultrasound. It's totally safe, whereas radiation is not. It can damage the bladder and this and that. So I'm going to ask that doctor, maybe I would be recommended for that, for mine. And as far as I know, I'm still fine, but I just don't have it out of me, given a choice, you know.
He said about me, she said, we're getting out of you what doesn't belong inside you, and everything's going to be fine. And you're right. And I heard about that, too. I think Steve was telling me a little bit about that. It's a blend of 4 different ultrasounds that give them really, you know, like 4, like 3 dimensions, but add 1, right? They give them really, really accurate pinpoint accuracy on how to get rid of it.
I got a real good urologist, and I had as good a prognosis as you could get, so he may not do anything because they're very, very slow growing, and we'll just hope for the best for the both of us. And I don't want, you know, he didn't want me to go through the radiation thing. He said, there could be a lot of complications with that, and you know, the more people I talk with, the more he's right. And he said, you know, Tom, if it was my own dad, I'd recommend the same thing, and that was do nothing right now. So we'll just go wherever the chips, you know, like wherever the cookie crumbles, I guess you'd say. Well, on a brighter note, it's 54 degrees, 4 mph to 6 mph out of the east. Feels like 48 degrees. We've been out running around all day, and it's really turned out to be beautiful since it was 23 degrees this morning here.
He started Amy's car earlier this morning before she had to get in it. It was 21, according to my thermometer outside. It was 21 degrees. So I went out there with Maggie, take her out. At the same time I took her out, I started Amy's car, let it warm up, and then went back out there in 10 minutes and parked it so she could pull out instead of having to back out, and it was nice and toasty inside.
We bought some pecans over at, or pecans, I don't know how you guys pronounce it down here, over at Sam's. Oh, what else, Bernice, did we get over there? I don't even remember. Oh, grapefruit. Come back from there and packed up all different kinds of things Bernice baked, and I made French cookies last night. I don't know how many dozen. She makes them, and I bake them on a French cookie iron, a little waffle cookies. I just love them. And then packed up some of those, and then a German nut roll called Petitza, and went out to FedEx and sent that over to Boston, or up to Boston. And the medical scientist guy up there, Mike, that we love so much, he loves German stuff, and especially that Petitza.
Elsewhere, they were a member of a little German band, and they like German stuff like crazy. A couple of my father-in-law's Steins came to our house, his beer Steins. So, yeah. But they were major alcohol consumers as well. Amy and I don't consume alcohol. But she did make 2 pies for Thanksgiving, a pecan pie and a pumpkin pie. But this episode with me going in the hospital happened right the day after Thanksgiving. And by the time we both got back home all the leftovers. We had a really good Thanksgiving meal, and we had a slice of pie each. But everything else had gone bad by the time we made it back home.
Good outcome. I believe that was sacrificial. Yeah, Bernice made two pumpkin pies. We went to a concert for the youngest grandson there that night. We took him one to the concert there and gave it to him afterwards. He loves Grandma's pumpkin pie, and she's the only one that he really likes the pumpkin pie from. And then what else do you make that time? You made me a pumpkin pie. But this petite roll is a German nut roll. It looks like a loaf of French bread, Dave, and it's got these crushed pecans and that all wrapped up in a circle inside of them, you know, sort of like a spiral. And with a cup of coffee, it's just about as far uptown as you can get.
Don't weigh 400 pounds. You got to stay active. At least your brain stays active all the time, enough to burn off all those calories.
But, it don't get any better as you get older. Shoot. Well, we had fun today. Went by the bank. I had a debit card, and I got an email, and I was looking at it. And we never use that thing except to draw out through the drive-thru. And there's a limit on it, and you got to have a PIN number. But I got to looking at it. It had a $3,500 limit on it. Well, I don't need that. It's a MasterCard, but it's still a debit card. And I've heard stories about debit cards, like my neighbor paid for a hot rod engine, which was, I don't know, $4,000, something like that. And the guy cheated him out of it and never did recover it because it was on a debit card. Whereas if it's on a Visa or a regular MasterCard, all you got to do is call them and tell them, hey, was cheated, or I didn't make that charge, or whatever. And in fact, one of our daughters had a card that got hijacked there a couple of different times, and they write it off. But on a debit card, they don't do that, Dave, so I had them reduce that down to zero, because I never used the dang thing. And it was really nice. We go down here at Greer at the United Community Bank, you know. They helped me out with that. I could have done it in the mobile app and that, but, yeah, it's a lot better to go down there and visit with them and have them do it.
With the same company that I was banking with when I first started working, I think I was either 14 or 16, something like that, and I got a loan from Nations Bank for $80 to buy a 30-06. And paid that loan off, and I've been banking with them ever since. And I don't have to call them to tell them, and it's not Nations Bank anymore, it's Bank of America now, the same one I work for. And I don't call them when there's an issue, they call me when there's an issue, and they tell me what they did about it, or they ask me what I want them to do about it. So they're so far out in front of it, it's not like a debit card. Well, it is a debit card, but like one time somebody washed the carpets in the house and one of the workers stole a book of checks, looked through my drawer in my office and stole a book of checks. And the bank called me and said, there's a man standing in front of us and we don't believe you've written this check. And he left his wallet on the counter and went running out the front door. Yeah, you can't get any better bank than that, Tom.
Sorry. They're really good. This one here, I logged in this morning and I was reading about that and I was going to change the amounts, and so I went to the chat portion of it, and finally this lady said, I have to send you a security document or something, and I said, hey, can I just go down to the bank and have Tracy change this, or Ashley? And she said, absolutely. And I said, that's good enough for me. Merry Christmas. But the second I log on, I get a phone call, I get a text. If I withdraw anything, it's instantaneous. I mean, they are really good anymore. And I set up all the different security things on it. And I'm very happy. And I'm happy with, like Costco the other day. Very rarely has Bernice ever made a mistake. She takes care of the money as a general rule. And we got a bill for something like $70, and I said, do you pay that? And she says, well, yeah. I said, well, go look. She sends her old TR, and she checked, and it was $79, I think. And so I brought it up online, I looked at it, and they dinged us for, I don't know, all told, it was $57 for a late payment. And I had a much larger balance on there, and so I just went ahead and paid the larger balance. And then I called them, and they said, yep, Mr. Rouse, you're eligible for, an excuse this time. He says, I've been looking at that, and you've been with us 14 years, and you never missed a payment, so we'll write that off and credit to your account. And most of the time, people are pretty good.
Notice they are getting better as technology improves, and they're able to purchase it and not have to create it themselves. Then they can purchase what other people helped to create. It's like anything else, you know, when a new product comes out, the early adopters pay for it, and then price comes down and everybody else gets to enjoy the benefit. What do they call that? Economies of scale. Anyway, I'm next up to pull into this two-bay garage over here at O'Neill. So if I show up missing, you'll know what happened to me.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I had a friend, an Air Force friend up in Kansas, and I worked at that wheel plant. And him and his wife went out and ran up a credit card, and it was probably 25 to 30 years old. Him and his wife ran it up to $45,000 or so, and then just claimed bankruptcy and wrote it off and just laughed it off like it was nothing. I don't think it's that easy anymore, and it shouldn't be. And I've heard of that happening several times. And I've never missed a payment. I don't intend to miss one now. Take care, Dave. Great to hear the good news. W4DJW and 0TR73.
Good timing, because that guy's pulling out, so it's my time to get up. But good talking to you. I never have been brave enough to test the system like that. Anyway, take care. Enjoy the day. N0TR, W4DJW clear.
KD, anybody listening? KC4SKD clear.
Larry, KC4SKD N0TR. I was busy.
Well, I've been quite busy myself. It's KC4SKD here. Yeah, I've had another day off of work, and I have just been running wide open ever since. But how you doing?
We're doing fine here. Excuse me. I'm just talking to W4DJW, reminiscing about old times. I was telling him I had an Air Force friend, and he was going to be he already got a job for a postman. And he was laughing one day while we were eating about claiming bankruptcy. It's been many, many years ago. And it was as though he'd done it on purpose. He ran a credit card up to $45,000. It wasn't the first time I'd heard that. Now, if you really have to claim bankruptcy because you got in a situation, that's one thing. But just to do it and laugh about it, it kind of turned me off. Especially a man of that character. And he was a good man. But, c'est la vie, that's about the same way with this shoplifting. I was in Harbor Freight a while ago, Larry, and I picked up a tool for my grandson that my daughter in Michigan wanted to buy him for his birthday. My birthday for Christmas. And then she'll pay me back when they come down at Christmas. And that lady in there, I said, well, I want this particular impact wrench. And she said, well, we keep those locked up. And I said, impact wrench? She said, oh, yeah. She said, they'll come in here and pick up a welder and run out the front door with it. Yeah, what thing's coming to, Larry?
Yeah, that's just bad. I think they need to change their way of doing things. I think they need to have a little room you walk into, and all the merchandise is in the back room. And you just walk through, look at a touch screen or something, and tell them what you want. And then you have to pay for it before they can go get it. So you can't just do like you normally do now. That would probably solve a lot of issues.
45 behind you, cash register. More my style from Kansas. The guy was telling me, he was a special forces guy. He was in there in the Army. And he was telling me there in Harbor Freight today, he says, he used to work at a such and such a store. I can't remember which one it was. He said, we had a ball bat behind each register. Boy, nowadays, they'd be suing the people that own the store. It, you know, though, it was odd. It's not odd. It's not even funny. Grandson just bought a welder and several hundred dollars. And so he's the one paying the extra high price for that welder because of the ones that ran out the front door with it.
That, I understand that. The good people have to pay. Innocent has to pay for other people's, I don't want to call it mistake, other people's thefts.
And like the Special Forces guy said, and believe me, he'd been through a lot. He said, Tom, he says, they just slap him on the hand and turn him loose anyways. Well, we had a good day today. We went over to Sam's and got some pecans and mailed out a package to our nephew up in Boston for Christmas, goodies that Bernice baked. And like Dave said, I ought to weigh 500 pounds for all of the good stuff Bernice makes, Larry.
I had to cut back. I was up to 195, and my doctor told me I needed to lose some weight. He said, you'll feel better. And so I did. I went on a diet that was one of the popular diet programs and lost 30 pounds. But the problem is I got tired of eating the same food over and over and over again. So we changed some things and just still watching the weight.
I eat a lot of seafood. That's S-E-E. Well, my weight, for some reason, stays at about 170 to 175. And I could probably lose 10 or 15 pounds. And nowadays, these people are just taking these pills for to get their A1C down. I can't tell you the name of it. That's all you see on television is pills nowadays. If it ain't that, it's car insurance or dial 999 or dial 333 or 222 or call Shelley Leak. I can just about name them all, but I mute every single one of them.
I agree with that. But, you know, talking about weight problem, my grandfather, of course, he's been gone for close to 25 years now. He was horribly overweight. He said his scales had a special display on it. He said when he stepped on it, it comes up and says, one at a time, please.
That's Central TR. Shoot. Hadn't heard that one. Well, you know, my brother and I were blessed when we were younger, and even for many, many years, I never did. I got 205 one time years and years ago, but haven't been that for a long time. But we could eat anything we want, and I ate like a horse, and I think he probably did too. But he left home at 17, so don't really know after that a lot. But my sisters, both of them, if they looked at food, they would gain weight. And I felt so sorry for them because it's rougher on a lady, in my opinion, than it is on a guy. And I don't know, just a personal opinion. And they wanted to be trim and slim so much, and they tried all these diets, but then they'd gain it right back. And they didn't eat that much. There, I could eat anything and never gain a pound.
Tom, I lost the repeater, KC4SKD.
Yeah, I can hear you, Larry. That's happened several times today. I think it's just location, location, location. I don't know what the deal is or if there's a repeater problem or otherwise. but you're back in there solid now.
You better cut this one short, because I'm fixing to get into some traffic here, and I better pay attention to what I'm doing. So, but good talking to you, Tom. I hope everything's going okay for you.
It's fine. I got to go out and visit the girls out back, and the chickens, and see how they're not laying, as usual. Yeah, be careful. They not only walk among us, they drive among us on the way to Spartanburg today. Everybody was in a hurry. Everybody had to pass. Everybody was disobeying the speed limits. It's just unreal. I just try to stay out of their way. And you can't hardly. They'll get right up a couple of feet from your bumper. But it's just amazing how many crazies was on the road today. Between now and the first of the year, that's the way it'll be. And then you have things wind up like they do on I-85 every morning. You take care, Larry. Nice to hear you. JC4SKD in 0GR clear.
Yeah, I'm fixing to get into a mess here. So y'all take care, and I hope you have a good rest of your day. N0TR, KC4SKD, I'm clear.